Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. I am your host. It's been my dream to have this podcast already for quite some time, at least for a year and a half. At least for a year and a half, I've been talking about it. I've been mentioning for people. I've been putting it into my manifestations. And I've put it already in words that I'm gonna do it. And I have said it out loud as a manifestation that, okay, I'm going to do it if I'm talking about it. But there has been always something that's been a little bit holding me back. Different excuses and different things like, I'm busy. There's so much other things going on. I'm just going to first do this thing and then I'm going to get to it. I want to be ready to do it before I do it. And yeah, so it's been taking for a while, but here we are. This will be an outlet for me to say what I need to say, express my feelings, and perhaps express my experiences in life, and hopefully help people that find this helpful, help people that find me, find this podcast, and perhaps can resonate with some things that I'm saying. So what we will be talking about is about intuitive and authentic life, first of all, and how to be more embodied, how to be more connected with your body, with yourself, but also how to feel more empowered as we are choosing to live more embodied life, more in connection to our authentic way of being. So I guess this podcast will also be like how to do that, how to find connection to your body and how to be more embodied by your own life and your experiences. And also, what can unfold from us being more connected with ourselves, us being more intuitive in life, and us living more authentically? And I guess that also means that first we need to start discovering, like, who is this authentic me? And I really believe that it's not so much about discovering something new in life, but it's really getting more connected into that core self. Actually, it's almost like remembering who we are before we started to build all kind of different layers and protections and walls and whatever else we've been needing to be safe in life. Yeah. And how would that feel to live a life like that? And how could life like that look like? And I think that's going to be the exciting part of the exploration of life, but also the exciting part of this podcast. Yeah. And I guess also like when we live more authentically and when we are more embodied and empowered by ourselves in that authenticity is that we also discover a more aligned way of living. And maybe there is also more joy in that aligned way of living. Because in the end, we are actually just connecting more within. We are finding the path back home, and the home is in us. We are the home. So now it's about discovering of the path, creating that path that is leading us home and to that core being. And yeah, just finding that actually it's more about being than doing. It's about existing. Yeah. So this podcast has been, as I said in the beginning, it has been my big dream. And I have created different excuses. I have avoided starting. And thank you for all the people around me that have been sometimes asking me, so how is it going? Are you going to do it? Are you already doing it? And they've been kind of like my motivation to stay on the path that this will happen. I will make it happen. And I am curious, I am excited how this journey is going to unfold. And because I'm a big believer that it's about the journey, it's not about the destination. It's also as this podcast, this journey of podcast is unfolding, how we are going to grow. How am I going to grow? How is this podcast going to grow? And I don't mean in growing now of like more listeners growth, but rather what's the conversation here? what's the insights up here and how we can also connect through the podcast. So yeah, I'm very, very curious. So coming back to our topic of the day is what's holding us back? And now I want to go into what's been holding me back, that it took me more than a year and a half to get started on this podcast. Well, I guess not get started because I already had the idea to get started, but now it's really like the masculine energy of get started, start going, start doing. So what's been holding me back? It comes down to fears and limiting beliefs. It comes down that being fearing of, is anyone going to be listening to me? Is what I'm going to say worthy? Is there, what if I fail? What's going to happen? And also like the limiting beliefs is like believing that perhaps I'm not worthy of to be listened, or I'm not worthy of creating this, that there is these other podcast hosts and they're amazing and they are meant to be doing this and I'm not. I'm not meant to express myself, or I'm not meant to come in front of people with my words like this. And of course, in that, these are all stories that I tell myself. And these are all stories that are holding me back. And these stories also make me to go to a point where I don't even try. I don't even get started. Perhaps I just keep dreaming and I keep talking about it. I keep mentioning it, but I don't get into the action of doing. So it's been taking me a time, but you know what? Fuck it. I feel that now it's my time. I am worthy. And it's also okay to see what happens. It's also okay to just get started, just get going, start the journey, and not even contemplate on the future or the destination, but just let it all unfold and see as it goes. So I feel like that's anyway a lot in my life, that I don't overplan things. It might take me time to get started. It might take me time to really fully commit into what I'm doing. But once I start doing, I do not overplan. I'm much more intuitive way of doing stuff. I go into, I have this great idea, let's go. And very often, if I look back to things that I created, I'm like, could have done it better. But you know what? I like my way. So same thing with this. I'm not going to overplan this. We're just going to go and we're going to see what happens. And so there is also this weird fear, of course. And I think this is a very common fear for many people in many things, that what others might think of us. And also especially like if we fear of failing at the same time, like what others will think when we fail, if we fail. And now I want to like flip that around and say that it doesn't matter what other people think. And I know that it's easier said than done, but also now for myself, I'm telling myself it doesn't matter what other people think now about my podcast example, because it is not my responsibility to take care of that. And it is not my problem to deal with others perhaps giving me some hate comments or not liking my podcast, not following my podcast. And that's okay, because I think there is space for everyone. There is space for everyone to, first of all, create a podcast and talk what you have to say to this world. But there is also, for all the listeners, there is thousands and thousands, millions of podcasts. And you can find the ones that you enjoy and resonate with you. And that, I find, is beauty in life, that we don't need to worry, actually, what others might think of us. Because in the end, we are the main character in our lives. And all the other people are kind of side characters. Same thing as I am a side character in your life. And I feel the more that we connect into this energy, I am a main character of my life. I start also creating the life more that is like bringing me joy and it's bringing me more contentment, alignment, whatever it is. Because in this lifetime, I'm only living once, so I better make it into an amazing show for myself. And not so much worry about what others might think, because as I worry about what others might think, if I worry about failing all the time and if I'm scared to do stuff, I stop living and I don't make the actions what I could have done. I don't dare to do things that I dream about. And then I wouldn't start this podcast. So how does the limiting beliefs show up, and like, how can we work with them? And of course, like, we have fears and limiting beliefs like everywhere. Of course, it comes out as things that we try to achieve and work and so on. But it also comes in like social context. It also comes with our family. It also comes just in our daily routines and stuff. So yeah, what happens when some of my fears or limiting beliefs take over? I guess also like now bringing this podcasting up is that it's been making me freeze, really, that I haven't done anything. I haven't gone forward with this dream because I've been feeling very frozen. And the fears being like, I'm not enough. And, you know, maybe my words are not worthy for people to listen. And what if I have nothing to say? What if, you know? But realizing that I have a lot to say. I love to talk. I love to talk. And it's wonderful if somebody's listening. And I know that my words matter. Same as everyone's words matter. Like, words are very meaningful. And saying, you know, that I wouldn't be enough, or saying that my words aren't enough or they're not worthy, it's actually quite painful to say it out loud. It actually feels really like sad that I would even think that way. I would even feel that way about myself. So now the process is to turn in the limiting beliefs into beliefs, into very much beliefs, and turning into those fears into dares. I don't know if the dare would be a good word for this, but turning them around. And I want to bring up that also these limiting beliefs and these fears, they've been trying to protect us. So wherever we gain them, learn them, embodied them, they've been our protecting mechanism. So there has been a reason why they actually have been having some kind of meaning for us some points in our life, but unfortunately we keep carrying them. So the thing is that they are also tied into our nervous system. And our nervous system is always trying to protect us, is always trying to warn us, is always trying to get us ready to either fight or freeze or run away, so fly. And now, well, let's say back in the day, back in the day, we would be somewhere in a savanna, somewhere living in the wild, and a bear or a lion or a dangerous animal is hunting us, is coming towards us, and our nervous system gets activated immediately, and it will start calculating, should we run away, should we freeze right now, or should we fight? So the nervous system that right there has been trying to protect us, keep us safe. So we are not back in the day anymore, but we still have the same nervous system. It's still within us. So now when something stressful happens or something tense happens, and it could be also just something exciting that we dream about, but actually now it becomes something very much that we are afraid of, and our nervous system activates again. It sends us the same signal, so it makes us either to freeze or to fight or to fly. And of course, this makes no sense anymore, because me creating a podcast, why should my nervous system feel unsafe? To me, that makes absolutely no sense. For my nervous system and for my body, some reason, that makes a lot of sense. And that's where it creates these limiting beliefs and these fears to keep me safe from creating a podcast. So I guess I've been feeling scared. So I've been feeling very much of a freeze mode. And now I'm taking the reins. I am giving a massive hug for my nervous system and trying to tell her that she's safe. We're safe. And I can still really much appreciate my nervous system trying to keep me safe because it has its own job. And it used to have massive job. And now I am safe and I can create the safety myself. So now with love and compassion, I'm going to ask my fears and my limiting beliefs to ease up. So perhaps I can like even imagine to, if I want to visualize myself having tea with my fears and with my limiting beliefs. I'm inviting them. Thank you for being here. Thank you that you guys been here for quite some time already. Quite loud also, to be honest. And as I'm having this tea within myself, perhaps now it's time to start ending this tea. Maybe it's time to start wrap it up. And as I open the door for them to leave, and politely I send them off, I also thank them. Thanks for being here. Thanks for protecting me and taking care of us. But you know, we had a good run and it's coming to an end. And as I say goodbye, I also close the door behind. And then I shall start the process of letting go and release my limiting beliefs and my fears. And of course, I realize that it's not as simple as what I said about now having tea with them and then saying goodbye for these tea guests. But I feel that that's also the beginning. And I see that the letting go is really this idea of that, okay, I open the door and what is ready that starts flowing and leaving. Because also, if we try to push them away, if we try to suppress them underneath the carpet, if we try to hide them or hide away from them, we're not actually letting go. We are just making them hide for a moment or making ourselves hide for a moment, but they will come back because they're there. They're not going to go anywhere. And that's just avoiding, but it's not letting go. And perhaps next time they come back even louder, even bigger. And our nervous system will be even more tense and even more, you know, warning us that something's happening. So, okay, let's go into the process of releasing, letting go, and what that could look like and feel like. So we can, like I said, we could do visualization. We could also talk to people. We can talk to our friends. Perhaps you have a coach or a therapist that can also help you in this process. But then again, we are really strongly on a mind level. And of course, we need the mind level because we are human beings and we love to think, and everything happening in our brain and as a like a thinking level. Perhaps we can also add a meditation to that. So important. But I want to bring also this all connection into embodiment level. So like I said, the nervous system, which is connected into our fears and beliefs, which is connected into our body, of course, as nervous system is part of the body and is part of the brain, is that I find that as we do in this process, we also need to go into connection to our body and onto a somatic level. So working with the body and working with our embodiment. And how to do that? What does that mean? Well, of course, there is different energy workers that can help you to release energy and get energies flowing, get emotions flowing. There is different body workers, all kind of different masseuses and this kind of things. Chinese medicine, amazing to it. But also what you can do is movement practice, moving your body. It could be shaking, different kind of releasing. It could be yoga practice, different kind of yoga practices. It could be just intuitive movement. It can be so many different things. It doesn't have to be one thing. It can be multiple things. And then I also want to bring up is breath work. And breath work can be so powerful. Breath work can be done with a breath coach, or it can also be done by yourself, just finding the breath work that could work for you. And there's also so many different styles. But I find that also in breath work, we're connecting the breath and the movement together. So the breath and the body. So we go more into somatic level and more into being present with what is. So as I said, the talking is important parts for many people, perhaps all, I don't know. But I really invite us, invite you, invite myself to go into a deeper level. So even I'm talking here on a podcast about my experiences and about my feelings about this whole thing, I also know that I also need to work on my fears and limiting beliefs on a deeper level, which is more that connecting with my body, you know, calming down my nervous system. So we talk about regulating things that regulate me. And in that, going into those somatic practices, so how I also feel, not only physical way, but also how I feel my emotions in my body in the physical way, and how I can work through that and move the energy. So then we go into really of that, what I already said, that this podcast is going to be about the embodiment. And also, as we learn about our embodiment and connection into our body on a somatic level, we also find more empowerment and also authentic being, authentic way of expressing ourselves and, yeah, authenticity. What does all that mean is that also when we go into that somatic practice and the somatic level of working through this, we also come to a place of that embodiment and empowerment, because it's not so much that we're taking control of ourselves, but we're starting to make choices and we realize that we are in control of our choices. And either I can take, what I mean by that is either I can let my fears and I can let my limiting beliefs hold me back, or I can choose to start working through them and I can choose to start making changes that will bring me more alignment and more joy in life. So as we are flipping the story, as we are flipping the fearful stories, the limiting beliefs other way around, it's an invitation to come back to our body. So yes, the stories happen in mind, but then we need to start embodying those new stories, those new beliefs, the positive ones. Yeah, so what's holding us back? There is so much to say about this topic. And we could go really deep into this topic also. And could go so much deeper right now. But I also feel that this is a good beginning. This is a good start. And I am very happy that I am making this first step. I'm so proud of myself also that I was able to let those fears and let those limiting beliefs free to be done with this tea party with them. And yeah, starts. And I have to admit that I did need someone to push me a little bit with love, with compassion and love and kindness, where they just asked me, could you start the podcast this week? Could you make your first episode? And that for me was enough. Because I felt that I had no excuse to give to her and to say whatever I could have said. But actually, my body said, my intuition said, yes, let's go. And I realized also that if we want something, if we dream of something, whatever that is, whatever that might be for you, is that if you dream of something, I want to just mention that everything is possible. Whatever you want, it is possible to achieve. But to be able to achieve that, to be able to come to a level where we can manifest that, we also need to let go of fears and limiting beliefs. And if we want to manifest the life that we want, we need to come to an energetic level where we feel that we are worthy of having that life, creating that life. And for that, we need to let go of the fears and the limiting beliefs that are holding us back. So now this is my reminder for you that you already have everything that you need, really, to create the life that you want. But now it is up to you to make the choice to start making those changes in your fears or limiting beliefs or in those stories that you might tell yourself, and change those and create the life that is more aligned with you, feels more authentic to you, and then and enjoy it. So I would say now, thank you so much for being here with me, making it all the way into end of this first episode of the podcast. And I'm so excited of this journey with you, with this podcast, and seeing where we all can, it's not even where we can all go, but it's more like how we can all exist and live most authentic, embodied life and feel more present with all our choices, and also realize that we have control of choice. We always have a choice. So if we start making choices that support more that who we are and where our home is within us, we create the path of life, that feels more aligned and brings more and more joy. And then the daily life feels like a daily celebration. It's like a daily party. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to leave it there. I hope you have a great day, and I see you, or I hear you next time.